So let's move over and talk a little bit about HER2-positive disease. And I think we can also continue talking about HER2-negative disease related to that. I wanted to, in a second, ask Randy to review the data he presented at ASCO on lapatinib and capecitabine, and then some other strategies being looked at with HER2-positive disease. But let's start out with a case. And Johanna, you had a 57-year-old man I was curious about.
Yeah, so this is a gentleman who presented, as we typically see gastroesophageal cancer patients present, with a 6-month history of progressive dysphagia, eventually made his way to his primary care physician, who referred him for an endoscopy. And then when he had the endoscopy, he had a GE junctional adenocarcinoma that was moderately differentiated. He initially had scans which showed no metastatic disease, so he was put on a neoadjuvant chemoradiation regimen. His particular regimen used 5-fluorouracil carboplatin paclitaxel neoadjuvantly. He was taken to the operating room where he had resection of his disease, which showed microscopic disease remaining and 1 out of 6 lymph nodes was still positive.
So could I just ask, before we go on to the second stage of this, what your thoughts were about the initial management? Would you have done the same thing? I don't know, was he HER2 tested at that point?
So he wasn't. This patient came to me when he was metastatic. So one of the questions is, when do you test HER2? So for the typical patient, we test it when they're metastatic because that's when we can use an anti-HER2 agent. For us, we actually have a clinical trial currently, and I know there's trials out there looking at neoadjuvant anti-HER2 therapy, which makes sense. It makes sense in breast cancer, probably should make sense in gastroesophageal cancers. So we tend to test people earlier when they're first diagnosed. With this particular patient, he received the old mini pearl regimen, as we used to call it, which is infusional 5-FU carboplatin and paclitaxel. I think, and I get a lot of questions from the community, what is the optimal chemotherapy regimen to use for these patients? And it's all over the map. Even NCCN guidelines are all over the map. So I tell folks that they can choose from several different regimens. I've used infusional 5-FU with cisplatin, though I tend to modify that regimen personally to use the infusional 5-FU instead of weeks 1 and 4, giving 1,000 mg per meter squared infusions. I tend to do a 225 milligrams per meter squared, akin to rectal cancer regimens, where I give it all the way through radiation therapy. I also tend not to give the large doses of cisplatin on weeks 1 and 4. I tend to give weekly cisplatin at 30 mg per meter squared weekly. Do I have a trial to stand on to say that that's the right thing to do? No, but I tend to modify it because I think those other regimens can be quite toxic. I've also used weekly carboplatin and paclitaxel along with radiation therapy. I've also used the new SWOG regimen of infusional 5-FU and oxaliplatin.